Welcome to the Stella Graves Show, where the names have been changed to protect the guilty. So the idea behind Stella Graves is a place for people who have been victims of childhood sexual abuse, molestation, can come and share their stories, but also to talk about the different types of therapy that has helped them, the books that they have read that has been a benefit, the different things that they have done that they can share with the rest of the community that has helped them heal in some way, shape, or form. I actually would love to have a YouTube video instead of having a podcast, to be very honest with you, but as you hear in my tagline, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. I have yet to figure out how to show my face without my identity being out there also. Because you see, I actually love my older brother, who was the one who molested me when I was little, that caused the pain that I have endured with for my whole life. And the reason I'm starting this podcast today is because last night, for the first time in, I'm going on 48 years, and I don't know when the abuse started, we talked about it for the very first time last night, because I'm back here in my hometown. And he said he was so sorry. He just didn't even think that that was something wrong, but he doesn't know why. And it was a great talk. I actually didn't sleep much last night because of the fact that I'm not sure what all went down. There was a bunch of healing that happened, I do know that. But I actually was so bold as to say, because see, we were kids. He was 3 years older than me, is 3 years older than me. And I don't know when the abuse started. I do know when it ended, when my grandparents passed away when I was 11 and we no longer had to share the same bedroom. But I don't know when it began, and I don't remember a lot of our childhood. And at one point in time, I looked at my brother and I said, I can't help but ask, did something happen to you at the hands of one of our first cousins that caused you to become so sexually active? And he had to honestly tell me he wasn't sure, because he can't remember most of his childhood, just like I can't remember mine. I have flashbacks and snippets, but I don't recall the majority of my childhood. I didn't realize how much all of this affected me until I was feeling trapped with my fourth husband and wanting to get out of my marriage to the best, most awesome. I mean, I couldn't have drawn up and ordered a husband more perfect for me than the guy I'm currently with. So I had to stop and question myself, why do I feel trapped? Why do I want out? Because it obviously has nothing to do with him. So looking back at the pattern that I've been playing out my whole life, that's when I realized I had used the bait and switch on him, and I actually told him that. That's what I love about my husband. I can tell him anything, because you see, he has a degree in psychology. He doesn't practice it until he was married to me. But it's worked out perfectly. I realized at 47 years old that when I was alone or single, I immediately would start searching out for, well, I'll even back that up. As soon as I felt trapped with one guy and obligated to fulfill him sexually in any way, I would immediately start looking for the next guy that might show me some love and affection. And by showing me love and affection while I'm not having sex with them, by the flirting and the going back and forth, I became very interested in them. then I would dump the guy I was currently with to be with the next guy, but I would use the sex to get the guy to show me the affection for the cuddling afterwards and everything else. And I basically was very overly sexual at the very beginning of a relationship. But as soon as it was expected, or there was any kind of weirdness if I didn't want to have sex, as soon as that happened, I felt trapped and obligated to have sex. I felt used and I wanted out. And that was the pattern. And I did this my whole life, and it wasn't until I was married to him and I could actually talk to him and tell him what I was feeling without fear of rejection and everything else. It was the first time I set out to try to figure out what the world was going on with me. I knew I had been molested when I was little. I did know that. But I wasn't aware of that until I was in my 20s. So a lot of times, we have a pattern that we have picked up subconsciously that we're not even aware of. And it's reading other people's stories, reading books that survivors of childhood sexual abuse have written, that have helped to see their story. But I'll be honest, a lot of those times those books are triggering when they describe the abuse. And then I have to deal with that. But the ones that have helped me the most have actually been on the psychology side, that have been written either for other doctors or doctors and people who have suffered the actual abuse. Those are the things that I want to touch on. Those are the things that I want to really focus on. And I have decided that I would not monetize the podcast. I would not try to advertise with any affiliate links, any of the books, any of the things that I have read about, used, or whatever. And there will be some things that I'm curious about that I myself have not tried, that I'll ask my listeners if they have experienced these types of therapies or tried these different things or read these books, to chime in and give their opinion, if it helped them, how it helped them, and things like that. So Stella Graves is a place where, the reason I'm using Anchor as a podcast, I can actually publish it on different podcast sites, but you can actually call in and you can leave your story. You can review a book. You can talk about the types of therapies that you've used and the things that have helped you or haven't helped you. And I want this to be a community where we can all say, you know, this is my story, this is what happened, and this is how I'm dealing with it. And that's what Stella Graves is about. So welcome, and I look forward to hearing your story.